From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes a message entitled, Praying for Ourselves to be Happy, Holy Christians, part of this series of studies in the Lord's Prayer. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional thought is entitled, Thorough Cleansing. The text is found in Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. What an exceeding joy is this! He who has purified us with the blood of Jesus will also cleanse us by the water of the Holy Spirit. God hath said it, and so it must be. Ye shall be clean. Lord, we feel and mourn our uncleanness, and it is cheering to be assured by thine own mouth that we shall be clean. Oh, that thou wouldst make a speedy work of it! He will deliver us from our worst sins, the uprisings of unbelief, and the deceitful lusts which war against the soul, the vile thoughts of pride, and the suggestions of Satan to blaspheme the sacred name, all these shall be so purged away as never to return. He will also cleanse us from all our idols, whether of gold or of clay, our impure loves, and our excessive love of that which in itself is pure. That which we have idolized shall either be broken from us, or we shall be broken off from it. It is God who speaks of what He Himself will do. Therefore is this word established and sure, and we may boldly look for that which it guarantees to us. Cleansing is a covenant blessing, and the covenant is ordered in all things and sure.
King of kings and Lord of lords, to leave His heavenly crown. Born in a manger low, a king, how can it be that He came to earth in humble form to save a wretch like me? On the cross of Calvary, my Savior bled and died. Paid in full sin's awful debt, for he was crucified. Worthy is the Lamb of God, honor, glory, praise to him whom my redemption bought. I'll serve him all my days.
He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised on the cross for all my sin. He bore my penalties were laid on him. All of sin's penalties were laid on him. If
you have been blessed by the beautiful sacred music which forms a part of Let the Bible Speak, you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still, My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. These songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. To obtain a copy, you may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may call 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Ask for your free copy of Our Great Redeemer's Praise. Call or write for your copy today. Today, Dr. Cairns continues to deal with the second division of the petitions found in the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We've seen that, first of all, these petitions humble us by showing us ourselves. Then they challenge us by showing us our need. God is concerned with our physical need for food, but the teaching goes farther, as it reveals our need for cleansing from sin, our need for guidance in dealing with the challenges of daily life, and our need for protection from every kind of evil. Finally, these petitions encourage us by showing us our God. What a glorious God we have, the God who answers prayer, who has mercy upon us when we fall, who leads us day by day, and who delivers us from every evil. Now to conclude this message, praying for ourselves to be happy, holy Christians, here is Dr. Cairns.
Why is it that so few people have power to pray? Why is it we have such a difficult time obtaining answers to our praying? The very first thing we've got to look at is ourselves. No good blaming television unless you're wasting your time and you should be praying at it. No good blaming the devil, no good blaming the liberals, no good blaming Mr. Clinton, no good blaming the government. Start with yourself, and you'll find in most cases the reason for unanswered prayer is unconfessed, unclaimed sin. It's the real reason. We need cleansing from wrong thoughts, ill-advised words, bitter critical spirits. You go down the line. Most of all, we come to the statement of the Savior, love the Lord your God with all your heart. And I come before God and I must confess, Lord, in the very first and greatest commandment of the law of God, I stand as a person who has never, never, never fulfilled it. And even as I come to pray, when I love the Lord the most, it's still not with all my heart and soul and mind. Oh, wretched man that I am, I need the cleansing of the blood of Christ. And then we need guidance. Lead me. Lead me. You take a quick run through the Psalms and see how the psalmist constantly prayed, lead me. Psalm 5, lead me in thy righteousness. Psalm 25, lead me in thy truth. 27, lead me in a plain path. Psalm 31, lead me and guide me. Psalm 43, he says, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. 61, lead me to Christ. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Psalm 139, verse 24, he says, see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalm 143:10, lead me into the land of uprightness. Constantly, I need guidance. I've confessed my folly. Lead me to myself and I'll go astray. Lord, lead me, lest I stray. And then we need protection from every kind of evil, whether it's sin, Satan, or calamity. Didn't Peter say, be vigilant, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour? Thus we must pray, as did the psalmist David, O keep my soul, deliver me. Keep my soul and deliver me. We need protection. Whatever you're going to do in the ministry, I need the protection of God in ways that congregations very rarely even give a consideration to, and I'm not about to enumerate them this morning, partly because of time and partly because it may not even be to your benefit. I need the protection of Almighty God. And I have never forgotten that, and try never to forget it. If God were to withdraw his shield, my ministry would collapse like a house of cards. Lord, deliver me. That trust will never be placed in the Lord in vain, you know. Paul said, the Lord, 2 Timothy 4:18, the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and shall preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. So these four petitions, to humble us, show us ourselves, to challenge us, show us our need. Thank God, to encourage us, they show us our God. They show us our God. We're praying to our Father in heaven, and what a picture of God our Father we have here. He comes over as a friend on whom we may call for every need, both physical and spiritual. Doesn't he tell us to call on him? Psalm 50, call upon me and I will answer thee, or deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me. Call upon me. He promises in the 91st Psalm of his people, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. He's the friend on whom we may call. If you, as a Christian, are here this morning, you're isolated, you feel very vulnerable, you feel very weak, there's nowhere you can turn, there seems to be nobody who really can understand or help, when the way around is blocked through the blood of Christ, the way up is always open. We have a friend on the throne of glory. We have a Father in control of all. And he takes a personal interest in us. Jesus is saying, pray, give us our daily bread. What is smaller than one man or one little group of men and a few small loaves of bread baked for them to eat? In the great scheme of things, it's a tiny thing. But you see, the Lord takes an interest in every individual Christian. I want you to understand that. The love of God is not an abstract concept. The love of God for his people in Christ is the greatest reality in the world, around which he spins all his other plans and all his other purposes. He takes a personal interest in us. As David cried in that 40th Psalm, toward the end of the Psalm, he said, I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh on me. The Lord Jesus Christ said some words that have actually, I think, simply become a way of twitting people who have men who have little hair. And that's a pity, because the words themselves teach a great truth. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And for you Americans, a farthing is a fourth part of a penny. There were four farthings to a penny. There were 12 pennies in a shilling. There were 20 shillings in a pound. So that was the British way, and the word farthing is the fourth part of a penny. So if you can imagine a quarter of a cent, you'll be getting somewhere near there. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father? The very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore. Are ye not of more value than many sparrows? If God won't let a sparrow fall outside of his sovereign design and purpose, do you not see he takes a personal, protective interest in you? And then he'll have mercy on us when we fall. This is something I come back to again and again. I think sometimes my praying isn't right in this. Sometimes, I have to be honest, I think I am guilty of bringing up to the Lord things that he's long since forgotten and put away, and yet it's not simply to hash over them, it is to be thankful. And I think back over the years to the follies and the failures and the falls and the things I might have done and the places I might have gone and the ways I might have taken, but God intervened. I stand amazed. Grace that is greater than all my sin. If we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us. If we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. That's why Micah the prophet could say, "Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me." And he gives you the reason for this confidence in chapter 7 and verse 18. "Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage?" God is merciful to us in our falling. If I'm speaking to a Christian here this morning, the joy of your salvation is greatly diminished. And your communion with God is not what it was, never mind what it ought to be. Your testimony is stained, and you have failed your God. Satan whispers in your ear and says, "You're finished." But God says, "I'll be merciful to your backsliding." Oh, he is merciful to us when we fall. And he's all wise in the way he leads us. For as for God, his way is perfect. And thank God, he promises, "I will instruct thee. I will guide thee." People come to me, as they do to, I suppose, every preacher, with one of the great problems of life: how may I know the will of God? Now, I can't tell you the will of God, except it's on a moral matter on which the commandments of God are very clear. But I can't direct your footsteps into the will of God. But I can tell you this, and this is what I always tell people, especially when they're considering full-time service, as it's called: is God calling me to the ministry? Is God calling me to the mission field? I always put it this way to them: look, if your wife or your mother wanted you to go to a certain place, do you think you'd have any difficulty understanding them? Especially you husbands, would you have any difficulty understanding if your wife wants you to do A or B or C or D, that you couldn't say it was either A or B or C? You would know exactly, wouldn't you? Why? Because any wife that I've ever known has that great gift of being able to make herself absolutely plain. And if she doesn't get what she wants, she can make herself even plainer. You know that? Do you not think our God is great enough to do the same? "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." No doubt, he shall direct your paths. He'll guide you. Thank God, he has power to answer prayer. This is the vision we get of our God. This is what is given to encourage us. We're praying for daily bread. We're praying for forgiveness of sin. We're praying for guidance. We're praying for protection. We're praying for spiritual and physical needs. And here's the Lord's response. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Do you have a need I can't meet? Do you have a problem I can't solve? Not at all. We're dealing with God, the Almighty, the All-Wise, the All-Gracious. Therefore, let us pray for ourselves to be happy, contented in our met needs, and holy Christians, cleansed and led and kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.